We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Tefillin, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Lamed Beis. We're in the middle of discussing the topic of Tefillin related to the story of the seven Betlers, the first day of the Sheva Brachos, the blind Betler. And Rav Nosson Zal has also brought in some very deep concepts from the writings of the Arizal on the topic of Tefillin. And in this Shir, he's going to develop it even further. In the last piece, we were speaking about the fact that tefillin is a concept of birth, both pregnancy and birth, because every single morning we're being born anew, a new beginning. And Rav Nosson Zal connected this to the pregnancy and birth of when the Jews were in Egypt, when we were in Golus in Egypt, which is a bechin of Ibur, pregnancy, and the Geula, which is a concept of birth. We emphasize that that's why the topic of the Bechor, the firstborn, is highlighted so much in Tefillin, the mitzvah of the Bechor, Kadesh Likol Bechor, and Yitzias Mitzrayim, and the topic of Emunah, and this is where we're picking up. Now he's going to talk about what's going on today. V'alkein, and therefore, based on what we've been learning till now, Achshov, now, B'soif HaGolus, when we are coming to the end of this final exile, She'oz Mizgaber Habaldovar B'yoyser, which is when the Yetzirah tries his hardest to fight back, Shehu Bechinas Zuam HaSanochosh, the Yetzirah who originates from the impurity of the snake, who convinced Adam and Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas, Bechinas Klipas Homon Amolek, who is also tied into Homon Amolek. We know the Gemara says, Homon min haTorah minayin. Where do we see Homon in the Torah? By the Eitz Hadas. When Hashem said, Hamin ho'eitz. Did you eat from the type of tree I told you not to? Hamin is the letters Homon. So we see that Homon Amolek is also rooted in the Eitz Hadas. Shezeh b'chinas chevlei Moshiach. This is what the Gemara refers to as the birth pains of Moshiach's coming. Shehem bechinas chevle leido mamish, which are literally birth pains. Because again, when we're in golus, we're in an embryonic state. We're in a state of impregnancy. And when we come out of golus, that's we're being born. Bechinas kishui hoylodo. This is the concept of a woman who's having difficulty in giving birth. Kiachshov hachevle leido vekishui hoylodo kvedim harbe yoiser moid. Mikishu Hoylodo Shel Gulas Mitzrayim. Listen to this. Rav Nosson Zal says the birth pains and the difficulty in giving birth now is much, much worse, much more difficult than what it was when it was the time for the Jews to leave Egypt. Machmashe Achshov Tihie Hagula Achroino Shehi Geula Shleimo She'en Achreho Golosoi. Because of the fact that the Geula that we're waiting for now, this redemption, is going to be the final one. There will never be a golus again. This is it. She'oz yizbatel legamri zuamas hanochosh mamish. Meaning that for once and for all, Hashem is going to wipe out completely, erase completely the tumma of the snake, the effects of the Eitz Hadas. That's why it's brought that the word Moshiach is bigimatria nochosh. Because Moshiach is going to be the antidote, the final solution to the damage that the Nochosh introduced into the world and into the worlds. Moshiach is going to erase it totally. V'chol Yisrael yoshuvu el Hashem be'emes lo'ilam. And when this Geula takes place, all of the Jewish people are going to do a complete tshuva, a permanent, real tshuva. Ad she'nizke l'tchias ha'meisim, to the point where it's going to lead to the dead being brought back to life. She'oz yeh chidush ha'olam. And then there's going to be what's called chidush ha'olam. Hashem is going to create a new world. There's going to be a brand new world with all kinds of news. Ve'oz yiskayim bila hamovas lanetzach. And then Hashem will fulfill what it says in Yeshaya chapter 25, that death will be eliminated permanently, eternally. Ve'oz nichye chayim aruchim, chayim nitzchim anal, shem b'chinas tefillin, b'chinas eitz chayim anal. And that's when we're going to really experience long life, the kind of long life we've been speaking about here, an eternal life, which is what tefillin is all about. We said Eitz Chaim, the tree of life. We said, the Gemara says, Hashem Aleihem Yichyu, that when the Jews have Hashem upon them, they are alive. And the Gemara says, that's the tefillin. That's the tefillin Sheberosh. So we see that tefillin is Chaim, the real Chaim, the Chaim Nitzchim, the Chaim Aruchim. And because of the fact that the Eitz Hara sees that his end is near, that soon his mission is going to be over, Alkein Mizgaber Ma'oid Ma'oid B'Yoyser Kanal. That's why the Eitz Hara is fighting so hard now against all of Klal Yisrael and against each and every individual Jew, because he knows this is Custer's last stand. This is it. This is his last chance. V'ikar hiskabrusayhu sheroitze lahapilis Yisrael chas v'shom lidei zikna v'toshus koyach hashom. And what's the Eitz Hara's fight? What does he use? How is he fighting us? He's fighting us by trying to make us feel tired and old and weak, as if we can't fight anymore, like a person who's ready to give up because it's been going on for such a long time, this gullus and all of this stuff. We've been through this so long and we've gotten so old and everything. Ki'ilu kvar chas v'sholem nizginu b'hagolus hazeh zman rav kol kach. As if the Jewish people have aged so much in this very, very long exile, kama v'kama meyos shonim, hundreds and hundreds of years, at shechas v'sholem efes tikvah chas shom, to the point where we feel there's no hope. Forget it. You know, everybody's been telling us the whole time about Mashiach and about Gula. It ain't going to happen. V'chein hu mapil es kol echod b'protius lebechina zikna kanal. That's on a global level, on a general level, applying to all of Klal Yisrael. And then the Eitz Hara deals with each and every individual Jew, trying to get him to be tired, exhausted. I can't fight anymore. I'm finished fighting. Ki'ilu kvar nizkan chas v'shalom b'maisov. To make each person feel as if I've been this way for so long. I can't change. I can't do tshuva. I can't turn my whole life around now. I'm already 30 years, 40 years, 7, whatever it is. She'ikar ha-ge'ula tluyo bozeh. And we know that the redemption, the ge'ula, is dependent on this. What is this? Kama she'kosa b'zohar ha-kodesh v'les milsa do talyo elo b'tyufta. That this redemption is dependent only. That word elo is there. It doesn't have to say elo. Could have said it's dependent on. It sticks in the word elo to make it perfectly clear that it's dependent only on tshuva. This is what's going to do it. V'alze onu mispalalim, and this is what we daven for when we say, quoting the pasuk in Tehillim, chapter 71, Al tashlichenu le'eis zikna. Hashem, don't throw us away, don't reject us when we're feeling old. Kichlois koichenu, when our energy feels like it's all used up, Al tazvenu, Hashem, don't leave us. Pump in some new energy. Give us new life, new energy to be able to fight the Yetzer Hara. Ukemuva b'sforim, as is brought in Sforim, who explain that pasuk, she'onu mispalalim she'loi nipoi lidei zikna desitra achran al chashom. That what that pasuk is referring to is not necessarily age in years, but we shouldn't fall into the trap of the Yetzer Hara. Remember, we mentioned before a few times that the Yetzer Hara is called Melech Zokein. He's all about being old, old and can't change. And we're begging Hashem, Hashem, don't let me get old. Don't let me be like that, like those people who think they can't change, who think that nothing's going to change, everything is the same, there aren't going to be any big changes. Ki habaldovor b'chinas homon amolek nikra zokein uksil kanal. Because as we mentioned earlier in the pasuk in Koheles, that the Yetzer Hara, homon amolek, is referred to as old and foolish. Because this kind of oldness is foolishness. A person who allows himself to feel old. Ki hu koifer b'chidish oilam. Because he denot homon amolek, the Yetzer Hara, they all deny the renewal of the world. Shemishom bechina kimish. They deny that Hashem created the world new from total nothingness. Shemishom mibchinas kfira zois chasashon ikar bechinas hazikna de sitrachra. And that's the source. You want to know, where does the Yetzer Hara get his attitude from? You know, people say you have an attitude problem. Where does the Yetzer Hara get this attitude about being so old? You know where it comes from? It comes from the original problem, the source, which is the issue of the creation of the world. That the religious people know that Hashem created the world 5,772 years ago. The Yetzer Hara and all of his guys are into the fossils and the millions of years and billions of years. So, of course, based on that, they're very old. They're very, very old. That's where all of this oldness comes from. Ke'ilu chas v'sholom ho'ilom ha'gashmi hazeh hu yoshon v'zoken mikvar, Rachman al-Slam. Yoshon v'zoken mikvar, as if this world, this has been going on for millions or billions of years like this. So don't give me this baloney about Mashiach and there's going to be changes, new world. Forget that. That's what they say. Rachmono litzlon mehai daito shabeshta. Heaven save us from these mistaken ideologies, these mistaken beliefs. Ho'oikeres esodom legamri mishnei oilamois adei oived, rachmono lishazim, which tears a person of both worlds, out of the future world, and even in this world, tears him out of, you know, the proper kind of life. May Hashem save us from that. Ki amolek hu zuamas hanochosh she'omor lechavo min ho'etz ochal uboro soilam kemo shapirush rashi sham. Because amolek is associated with that filth of the snake, the tum of the snake, the one who said to Chava, you know why Hashem doesn't want you to eat from this tree? Because he ate from this tree, and that's what gave him the knowledge, that's what helped him create the world. And if you eat from this tree, you're going to be competition for him. Shezehu bechinas kfira bechidish oilam. That is denying the basic concept of the fact that the world was created from nothing. There was no tree. Hashem created the world from total nothingness. V'alkein ayideizeh nigzar misa. And therefore, as a result of Chava and Adam HaRishon going with the snake's advice, this brought the decree of death into the world. Shehein hepech hachayim, which is the opposite, that's the opposite of life. Bechinas chayim aruchem, the long life that we're speaking about. V'alkein, and therefore, now Rav Nosson Zal touches on another very important point. Now he's touching on a chapter in Likut Imran, in the second half of Likut Imran, chapter 4, where Rabbeinu Zal makes a very important statement. V'alkein, and based on what we've been learning till now, Elu hazikenim she'ein bohem shleimus, those old people who are incomplete, they're not complete Jews. Why? Because they've retired. They're into retirement. They retired from their work, and they retired from Yiddishkeit. They're into retirement. They're old, and therefore they can't be expected to do any new tricks, to go to a shir, to learn new things, because what do you mean? I did all of that. We've done that already. I did my learning already. Now I'm just relaxing. They sit and wait to die and play poker and wait to, you know, poker, mahjong, and other nonsense. So Rabbeinu Zal says over there, those zikenim she'ein bohem shleimus, who are lacking in shleimus, meaning she'ein moisifin kedusha v'das b'chol yoim, they don't add new knowledge and new holiness into their lives every day. They don't go to shul and put on tefillin every day like it's a new thing. And they're not curious. They're not looking to learn Torah now that I retired from work. Wow, this is my opportunity to start a new life. They're not into that. They're old and finished. Rabbeinu Zal writes there, Heim noisnim koya chas v'sholem le'elu hakfirois. They are the source of energy for kfira, for the Yetzer Hara. Shehem bechinas meitzach hanochosh, which is referred to as one of the highest levels of tuma, the forehead of the nochosh. Meitzach refers to a very high level. Kimavura bahatoyro uviyoyim abikurim vesoyervim Ayin Shom, Balikutei Moran, Tanina, Siman Dalet, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses this topic at length in chapter 4 in the second half of Likutei Moran. There he talks about different levels of Tumah and different levels of opposition that the Jewish people face. And he talks about the philosophers and scientists, those who don't believe in Hashem, and he talks about their source, their Shoirish, which is Bilam, who is called Meitzach HaNochash. And then he says, and you know where the Meitzach HaNochash draws from? He feeds off those people who are still living in this world and not adding any holiness or new das to their lives every day. He feeds off them like a parasite feeds off a person. These people who are not living, they're living and they're not living. They're existing. They continue to exist in this world, but they're not living. They're not adding new Torah, new mitzvahs in their life every day. So the Sitrachra feeds off them. The Meitzach HaNochash feeds off them. And Rabbeinu Zal shows it over there, psukim, everything crystal clear. So therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says now, Kihem Bechino Achas, because they're both in the same boat. Kimeacha She'ein Moisifin Kedusha, because of the fact that these people are not seeing to it to add new Kedusha every single day of their lives, but rather they're allowing this Zikna of the Sitra Achra to take hold of them, that gives strength, that gives power to the Kfira, to the thoughts of atheism, to the lack of faith in Hashem, that's tied into the Meitzach HaNochash, Shekoifrim Bechidush Olam, the people who deny the fact that the world was created, you know, from nothing, Shehu Bechina Zikna de Sitrachra. This is all part of that umbrella term, you know, the Zikna of the Sitrachra. V'chol Eilu HaKfira Sanal, and all the other Kfira, Shemishom Iker Koyach HaYetzahara, Shemizgaber Achshov Ma'oid B'soif HaGolosam. And that's where the Yetzahara of today, which is so strong, that's what he's feeding off. He's feeding off the millions of people who are old, who have this attitude that they're just looking to exist. They're not looking to add Kedusha or Das in their lives every day. Kol ze nimshach mebechinas cholol haponui. And all of this goes back to the cholol haponi, like we mentioned earlier, the vacant space. Shemishom nimshachim kol hakushiyos shel hamechakrim vafilosofim sheyev shelatartzam. That's the source of all the questions, the philosophical questions of the philosophers and scientists, which we can't answer in this world right now. Shemishom kol hapikursus vakfirus shelam, and that's the source of all of their denial of Hashem. Umishom nimshach kol b'chinas hayitzrim roim shel kol bnei yodam. And this is also the source of all the yetzaharas of all people. Which yetzaharas? The yetzahara for money, for food, for women. All of those yetzaharas feed off this stuff, the philosophy, the atheism, the denial of Hashem, and that old age, you know, where a person's doing nothing. They're just existing and not producing, not adding any new das, new kedusha to the world. Ki shoyresh kol hayitzrim roim hu bechinas kelachar kfirus kemavur b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal. Because the source, the root of all yetzaharas is kel acher, which we mentioned in the previous year, is bigamatria amolik. Kel acher is bigamatria amolik, the opposite of Hashem Echod. And that's the source of all yetzaharas. All of them feed on the source, on the roots, which is emuna versus kfira, emuna versus kel acher. Hainu hakfirois shel cholol haponi. We're referring here specifically to the questions that come from the cholol haponi, those kind of questions which can't be answered in this physical world. Shemishom ikar achizas kol hayetzaharas sheboilam. That's the source from which all the various yetzaharas in the world draw their energy from. Shemizgaber achsha b'yoser. And now, these yetzaharas are working overtime. They're working harder than they ever did before, because we said before, They see we're getting close to the finish line. It's almost over. And the Yetzirah sees he's going down, so he figures this is his last-ditch effort. He has nothing to lose. He's going to go all out and use everything he has against Klal Yisrael. Al kein tzrichim li zoher lo niach tfilin de Rabbeinu Tam. Rav Nosson Zal says this is why at this point in time, now when we're coming towards the end of the Golus, it's especially critical for Jews to wear Rabbeinu Tam tfilin. Sheheim hamoichin shenemshocha mehatzadikim sheyecholim lichnois l'sham. Because we said tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam is tied into those tzaddikim who have the ability to go into the cholol aponoi, those tzaddikim, those who accepted din, total din upon themselves, which was tchila samachshava. Remember, Hashem's original intent when he created the world. They have the privilege, they are capable of going into the cholol aponoi and flipping, turning things around over there, making a tikkun over there. Lichnois l'sham l'toich tchila satzimtzum shel cholol aponoi, Ulaham tikadin sham. Those tzaddikim are capable and qualified of doing that. Ulegaloi selakusoi, and to reveal Hashem even over there, even in cholol aponi, where most people are under the impression that Hashem is totally, totally absent from there. These tzaddikim have the ability to show that even there Hashem is to be found. Lohidia levnei hodom gvuroisav, to broadcast to the world the gvuroisav Hashem. Shegam hacholol haponui v'chol hakushis v'akfirois bi'atzmon nimshochem imenu yisborach. That the cholol haponui itself and all the questions that come from there, Hashem wrote that also. Hashem created the cholol haponui and he wrote all of those questions. He wrote the script for all of those questions. So all of these questions trying to figure out, is there a Hashem? Guess who wrote the book? Hashem himself wrote it. V'chol hakushis v'akfirois bi'atzmon nimshochem imenu yisborach bi'atzmoi. Ki hu mechaya es kulam ki yadua. As we say in davening every day, vi'ato mechaya es kulam. That Hashem gives life to everything. Everything means even in the basement. Even those things, even the denier, the atheists, Hashem is giving them life. Hashem is giving them their food and everything. Ki yefshir leidam imenu yisborach. Because it's impossible to know about Hashem and to understand Hashem without having this lack of knowledge, this heder hayedia, which precedes yedia, like we mentioned many times, vayehi erev, vayehi voiker. First there has to be a darkness, then there has to be a light. First there has to be veirastichli be'emuna. A person has to be prepared to start without knowledge, with emuna. Viodatis Hashem. And that's a springboard for getting to understand. Shehem hakushis anal shim b'chinas cholol aponui b'chinas estalkos adas. This is referring to those questions, the cholol aponui, the lack of das. Shehu b'chinas oiro yisborach. Das is another word for Hashem's light. Shesilek misham, which Hashem removed from the cholol aponui, m'b'chinas cholol aponui, in order to make room for creation. So that Hashem should be able to reveal knowledge of him, understanding of him. First he had to clear the deck. First he had to make it seem as if there's nothing, including no Hashem, in order to pave the way for really teaching all about Hashem. Just like Lahavdil, a teacher that has a class of new students. The teacher has to start off with, the kids walk into the class and they see a blackboard empty. And they say, boy, this teacher's really smart. Look how much he knows. You know, look what he's prepared to teach us. Nothing. And a person who knows a little better knows, no. He know everything you learned last year, he knows that backwards and forwards. The reason why it's blank over there is that in order to make a new beginning, in order to start fresh and start from where you left off, he's wiping the slate clean, fresh start. But the blank blackboard doesn't show that he doesn't know anything. Doesn't mean that everybody in this room is blank. Baloney. Everybody has gotten to the level they've gotten till now. But in order to get to the next level, the only way you could do that is through heder idea, by blanking the screen. And that's why Rav Nosson Zal quoted earlier, that we saw by Rabbeinu Zal that he would give a shiur on the highest levels of Torah, and then right after the shiur, he would say, I don't know anything. And he wasn't lying. He meant it. He meant that he had cleared, he had wiped the blackboard clean totally. He was starting from zero. He was with that kind of enthusiasm and newness and everything. He had archived, lahavdil, a computer. You fill it up, packet, till it starts slowing down. And, you know, it's not, what do you do? Then you push a couple of buttons. Everything gets shipped off to the archive. It's not destroyed. It's archived. And now we got another 12 gillion bytes, you know. We're ready to load it up with all kinds of new things, you know. Kimavur heitev b'hatoyra boyel parehanam. As all of this is explained very, very clearly in chapter 64 on Likutei Moran, which is entitled Boyel Paroi, Ayin Shom Heitev. Rav Nosson Zal says, look it up, study it well. He's making it clear that he can't say everything here. He brought in whatever he could that he needed for his flow. V'alkein tzrichin lahakdim ho emuna la'olam. And this is why a Jew has to know that any time you're entering into Yiddishkeit, or any time you're entering into new level of Yiddishkeit, you have to start with faith. You have to start with emunah. Again, person walks into a classroom, why are you in that classroom? Because you believe that that teacher has something to teach you. Otherwise, you wouldn't be in there. So it's a show of faith. Just the fact that you're opening a sefer implies that you recognize that you don't, that there's a lot that you don't know. The opening the sefer shows that I don't know everything. That's why I'm opening the sefer, to teach me, to fill in the gap, to fill in what I don't know. Shehu ha'ikar. That's the most important thing, the emunah. Shayidezeh mishabrim haklipo hakoidemes lepri. That's what helps us break the klipa, the husk that precedes the fruit, like we discussed earlier. Shehu b'chinas cholol aponui shekodom loilam. Just like the case of the cholol aponui that preceded the creation of the worlds. Kalidei ha'emuna oivrim al hakoil hanal. Because we said with emuna, a person can pass over all the questions and all the everything and get to attain the knowledge that they need, you know, to succeed. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, v'zehu gam kein b'chinas ma'abarta shel tefillin. And this is also the concept of the ma'abarta in the tefillin shel roish. We touched on this a few shiurim ago, the hollow piece of the box through which the ritzua passes through. That's called the ma'abarta. Ki al yidei ha'tefillin shei mischatshu samoichin shezoichin al yidei emunah, because through tefillin, which represents new moichin, which we're zoichetu through emunah, that gives us the ability to pass over, to pass through everything. The word ma'abarta is miloshen la'avor. Now listen to these next words. Ukeshuhu chazok be'emunosoi yomim v'shonim harbe. And when a person will be solid in his faith, in Hashem, in tzaddikim, in the Torah, for many days and many years, Va'ovedes Hashem be'emuna levad, and he's willing to serve Hashem even though he doesn't understand everything, even though he doesn't know everything. He's willing to serve Hashem with faith alone. Zoiche achar kach lodas ulahasigoyis yisborach biyedia niflo. He will be zoiche afterwards to understand Hashem on an incredible high level of understanding. Habo al yedei emuna, which a person is zeichet to receive because he showed that faith. Because he fulfilled the pasuk ve'rastich li be'emunah, that's why he was zeichet to the v'yodates Hashem. Rav Nosson Zal is saying something critical here that people don't know, and that's why they miss out and lose out. That this is how a person comes close to Hashem. He has to be willing to start with emunah, to start with a recognition, don't understand, not going to have answers to all my questions right away. Doesn't matter. I'm going to keep forging ahead, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to do the mitzvahs. I'm going to do everything, even though I know 100% that I don't understand everything. And there are going to be people who are going to make fun. What are you, a robot? What are you, a nut? You don't even know what you're doing. You're right. I don't know, and it's not a problem. Not a problem. Just because I don't know how the whole electric system uses, I live without electricity. I use electricity, even though, so there are things we do even though we don't understand. So lahavdil, religion for sure, I'm in. I'm committed, even though I don't understand everything. And Rab Nosnal says the person will be zeicher to achieve an incredible understanding of Hashem aydei emuna bibechinas moti veloy moti. This is a terminology that's used in the Zohar Kodesh, referring to a person who's trying to jump up. A person, let's say, who can, at his highest that he could jump is 9 feet. And he's trying to reach something that's like 9 feet and 3 inches. So he jumps, and sometimes he gets a good jump and he touches that, but he comes right back down. He can't hold on to there. The Zohar Kodesh calls this moti, reaching v'loy moti. You achieve it and you don't achieve it. This is the terminology that's used to people who are trying to achieve the highest levels of das. And again, we're zoche to get it, to touch it, and not necessarily attain it completely. Until a person keeps practicing and jumping higher, training, until finally he can jump where he can grab hold over there. And then he tries to jump even higher, you know. Shezeo b'chinas, this is what it says, lachzois benoyam Hashem, to see the splendor of Hashem, ulevaker beheicholoi, and to visit in the palace of Hashem. Shebikesh Dovra Melech olashon kol yomov. This is what Dovra Melech was begging Hashem for throughout his life. Kamashikosov, as it says in Tehillim, chapter 27, achas shoalti meyes Hashem oisu avakesh. There's one thing I'm asking Hashem for, and this is what I'm asking for, implying he didn't ask one time. Throughout his whole life, he was begging, shifti beveis Hashem, la, that I should be zeichet to get to see the highest levels of light of Hashem. V'alkein, and therefore, ikar tikvosenu av, lotzeis me'agolus hamarazeh, our main hope, to be zeicher to get out of this terrible exile that we're in, this bitter exile, ulevatel hakishui hoylodah shel hagula, and to put an end to the heavy, heavy pains, the birth pains that we're going through now, you know, to get to the geula, shemizgaber achshav ma'oid beklol Yisrael ubeprotius etzel kol echad v'echad, which is attacking the entire Jewish people as a nation and every individual Jew. When you read these words, I don't know how other people react, but when I read these words, this has always been an incredible comfort to me. That if this isn't written, if you don't know that Hashem has made it perfectly clear that things are going to be very difficult now, and you go through the difficulty, then you're suffering. You're really, you know, because you're taken by surprise, that kind of thing. I didn't know to expect this. Nobody told me. But if Rav Nosson Zal writes crystal clear, to know exactly what it's going to be like, exactly what Golos is, and he doesn't mention any exceptions, that this applies to all of Klal Yisrael, and every individual is going to go through a lot of stuff. If I heard that already, then when the stuff comes, when I'm going through the stuff, okay, I've been told, I know. So it's not like I'm in total bewilderment, it's not like I'm totally unprepared. People use that term untimely, this the untimely death and untimely. What kind of baloney is that on that? It's perfectly on time. Hashem wears Omega, Accutra. He's got a Rolex. He's got all the Rolex. Everything is exactly on time. It ain't untimely. It's so therefore, if a person knows that, at least that element of surprise, the Sotan taking you by total surprise, that's not there. Because the great, great Tzaddikim who really knew what it's all about, they've informed us. They've told us what to expect. And they give advice on how to handle it, how to address it. So he says, therefore, our only hope, Ikar Tikvosenu, is with the Yetzirah who battles Beklol Yisrael, Ubeprotius Yetzirah Kol Vohar, and against each and every individual, Sheroitze Lichnois Bederach HaKodesh. Every individual Jew who wants to become religious, Ikar Tikvosenu, Hualidei Koyach HaTzadikim Hanal. Our main hope is in those great, great tzaddikim, shehem bechinas hamoichin shel tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam. The tzaddikim, who we said, are like the moichin of the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. Shehem moichim gedoilim beyoiser, which are the highest moichin, higher than Rashi tefillin. Those are the tzaddikim who are able to take upon themselves the full midah sadin. Al kein tzrichim achshov lizoher beyoiser, therefore, Rav Nosson Zal is advising anyone who's willing to listen to him that nowadays everybody should really make an effort to wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Kedei lekarev hageula bichlal ubefrat bimheira b'yameinu, in order to bring closer the geula, the geula of all of Klal Yisrael and your own personal geula very quickly. That each and every individual Jew should be zeche to his own personal redemption. To be zeche to save, to rescue his neshama from the bitter exile in this world, which the neshama got trapped into, all the taivas rois and midois rois of this olam hagashmi, shenilkat bohem kol echod lafi b'chinosoi, into which every single one of us has fallen into, each one of us on his level, shetzrichen lizboil chevle leido mamish, and therefore we have to suffer birth pains, v'lizboil kishui hoylodo mamish, and go through mamish excruciatingly painful birth pains, ubifrat Bahascholah, especially when a person is making a new beginning. Person just gets married, lahavdil, they're starting a new business, or they're starting a new derech and avodas Hashem, then it's especially difficult. Then you really have birth pains. Velitzoi kama vekama kolin utzaokois uganichois. And the person has to cry out many, many cries and screams. And ganicha means krechts. Oy, when a person takes a real deep breath and they give a real deep sigh, shel och v'avoy, v'kamo kfeilois v'hatiois. Rav Nosson Zal is writing all the 36 flavors, all the different ways that a person moans and groans and pleads with Hashem. Koidem shezoichen lohoilid kedushas nafshoi. Before the person can be zoich, can be privileged to give birth to the holiness of his soul, to have the holiness of his soul come forth, ligoy loisa min galusa, to save his own soul from its exile, to take it out of its exile, shehu bechinas hoylada, which is the concept of birth. Ukemavoyer bayer hetev betchilas hatoyro uveyoyim habikurim vesoyev manal, as Rabbi Nazal explains very, very well in that chapter 4 in Likutei Moran Tanina that we referenced earlier. Vaydeze nizke legeula shleima beklolius. And this will lead to the total geula beklolius for all of Klal Yisrael and all of mankind, v'yekuyam b'mehera b'yameinu, and they will be fulfilled speedily in our time. The pasuk roni akora lo yolodo, can a woman who is barren, who has not given birth, can she sing? Uchsiv, and the pasuk says haani ashbir v'lo yolid. Will I go on to the place where the women give birth and I won't give birth? I'm gonna give birth. Meaning, if we're witnessing all of these birth pains, you better believe there's gonna be a birth, a very serious birth. Ki cholo gam yolodo tzion es boneho, because the tzion, the Shechina Kedosha, is yes gonna give birth. There is gonna be this incredible birth. Bimhero biyameinu, amen. Speedily in our time, amen. With this, Rav Nosson Zal concludes a piece, and now he has appendixes, incredible appendixes. Paragraph Lamed Gimel. Now he's going to get into something a little bit heavier. You didn't think that was possible. Stand by. V'ze shenismach uvolot zion goyel lemizmor yancha. Rav Nosson Zal says, now I'll tell you something really important. At the end of Shachris, we say Ashrei Uvolat Zion. And before Uvolat Zion, there's a little paragraph there that's a loaded cannon. That little paragraph, Yancho Hashem B'yoyim Tzora, may Hashem respond to us in our day of incredible suffering. So he says, now I'm going to explain why that paragraph precedes the Uvolat Zion Goel, that the Redeemer is going to come to Yerushalayim. Kimavur bekavonois, because it's explained in the writings of the Arizal, shemizmor yancho oimrim kedei lohoilid hamoichin v'hashefa lahamshichom loze hoilam. The Arizal explains that that paragraph, yancho Hashem b'yom tzora, which has in it exactly 70 words, the Arizal says when we say that paragraph, that's when we're giving birth to moichin and shefa that's going to be brought down to the world for that day. V'alkein yesh b'mizmor yancho ayin tevin, and this is why there's exactly 70 words in that chapter, keneged ayin kolin shahayoledes tzricho litzoik lefochois Koidam Aleda, corresponding to the 70, to the minimum of 70 screams that a woman cries out before she gives birth. This is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Hasidus, when the word, oi, oi, person's ever had the privilege of being in the room or close by hearing their wife or other women when they're about to give birth. You hear those deep oys that just make your heart splatter, you know, coming from deep, deep inside. The Zohar Kodesh speaks about this a lot, these 70 koilos that the woman cries out before giving birth. V'chulu, etc., etc. V'arizal says much more. Rab Nosson Zal just quoted this piece now. Hainu kanal. This fits beautifully what we said before. Ki ha-ge'ula hu b'china soylodo. Because redemption is birth. Shebo achara chevle leida, which comes after the birth pains. Shehim b'chinas chevle shel Moshiach. That's the terminology that's used throughout the Gemara everywhere. Chevle Moshiach means birth pains of Moshiach. V'alkein chevle leida him ayin kolin. Now you'll understand why when a woman needs to give birth, she cries these 70 cries. Ki ikra ha-hoylodo hu hoylodo sam-moichim. Because what is she giving birth to? A bag of flesh and bones? Chasham to a behema? She's giving birth to a human child. And a human child, the main thing is the moichim, the seichel. Lizkois lehischadesh bavoidosei mechodosh. To be zoiche, the real birth is to be zoiche to new avoidas Hashem. Ulis oire me'ashena, to come sleep, shehi b'chinas ibor, which is pregnancy. When a person's in a state of sleep, that's a form of kiyodua, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Hasidus, that sleep, again, is like a pregnancy. Person gets up in the morning, they're being born again, born new. Hamachzir neshamois lefigore mesim. V'alkein him ayin kolin, and this is why there's these 70 cries, keneged ho ayin ponim la Torah, keneged the seichel of the Torah, which is 70, the 70 interpretations of the Torah. Shehein b'chinas klolius ha-moichin, that represents the total package of moichin. You recall we spoke about the tefillin shel Rosh, the two shins, the shin of three heads and the shin of four heads. Total of 7, each one is a 10, that's the 70 moichim, the 70 kolin. V'alkein him ayin kolin, k'neged ayin ponim l'toyra, shem kloli samoich shetzrich lo'ilid, shetzrichin lo'ilid u'lahamshich, k'dei lehis'oirer mishinosoi u'nefilosoi. That's what a person has to create and give birth to in order to get out of his sleep, in order to get out of the yerida. And to restore the 70 faces of the Torah which he lost. Remember when a baby comes out to the world, the Gemara says right before he comes out, there's a Malach Deo who says, hi, welcome aboard, flick. And he flicks him above the lips and he forgets all the Shivim Ponim Shel Torah that he was learning, that he was studying while he was in the mother's womb. So now he's got a mission to come out of that, to come out of that and to recreate, to retrieve those that velachzer ulahaschil lichyos mechodosh, and to start living anew. Shezeh ikra b'chinas ha-ge'ula b'frat u'b'chlal. This is real ge'ula. When we talk about the term redemption, this is redemption. Redemption means coming out of the lack. There's a pasuk that Rabbeinu Zal quotes many times, Lochein golo ami mibli das. Therefore, my nation has been exiled without das. So golos, another word for golos is lack of das. Just like the Gemara says, Loi lamein anam choyte em kenechnas boi ruash tuz. Sin means lack of das. Sin, exile, that whole left side is all about lack of das. Redemption, what does it say about redemption? Kimolo ha'oretz deos Hashem, the world will be filled with understanding of Hashem. So that's these ayin kolin that the woman cries out when she wants to give birth. Because what is she giving birth to? She's giving birth to moichin. And moichin is these 70, these shivim ponim shel Torah. This is the gula b'prat, this is the individual gula, and the gula b'chlal, the global gula. B'chinas, as it says, uvo letzioin goyel, uleshove fesha b'yakoy. Rav Nosson Zal says, look what it says there. Uleshove fesha daika. That who's going to experience the geula? Who's going to have geula? Shove fesha, those who do tshuva. Shehem Bali Hatshuva Hamechatshin Yameim Shavru B'Choshech. This refers to those people who are doing tshuva, who don't say, I can't change. I can change. I'm going to take the 30 years or 8, whatever it is that I've lived till now, that are dark, and I'm going to inject new light. I'm going to do a Tchiya Sameisim. By my tshuva, I'm going to have double it. I'm not going to serve Hashem 100%. I'll serve Hashem 200%. 100% for today and 100% to start going back and fixing up all the years that I wasn't so strong. Shehu Bechinas is Chachas Achias. This is the concept of a new life, a renewal of life. Bechinas, as Rav Nosson Zal had quoted many pages ago, Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecho V'Nashuva, Hashem, please bring us back to you with tshuva. How? Chadesh Yomeinu Kekedem. Renew our days like way, way back, going back to the Kedem, all the old days that were without Chiyas, that were without Yiddishkeit, to bring new life to them. V'alkein achar mizmor yancha, and this is why after that paragraph of yancha Hashem b'yom tzara, those 70 words, those 70 cries, shehu b'chinas chevlei leida, which represents the birth pains, oimrim uvo letzion goyel. We speak about the actual birth, which is when the goyel will come, when Mashiach will come. B'mhera b'yomeinu, amen. I would love to start the next piece, but for the next piece, we're going to give everybody a few days to rest up and to really prepare, because the next piece is serious, very serious. Rav Nosson Zal is going to touch on some of the deepest concepts that are mentioned in the Arizal, and again, in his incredible way, he's going to bring it down to us where we're going to be able to relate to it and see exactly how this relates to the mitzvah of tefillin, how it relates to how it's serving Hashem.